Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Hebrews 11, the Hall of Faith chapter. At the end of Hebrews 10, the writer wraps up the warning section in verses 38 and 39 by saying that the just shall live by faith, which is a quote from Habakkuk 2:4. He then went on to say in 10:39 that we, the true believers, are not of those who draw back, apostatize, to perdition, eternal destruction, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. True believers will not apostatize. They may backslide, they may compromise, but they will not completely abandon the faith. A true saving faith perseveres, it endures. This is the test of genuineness. The nature of a saving faith that endures is then illustrated at length in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is called the Hall of Faith chapter, as it gives example after example of true God-honoring faith that pleases God. There's a definite connection between the strong emphasis on the person and work of Christ in chapters 1 through 10, and then the faith chapter that builds on it in chapter 11. At the end of the day, it all comes down to the issue of faith. There are ultimately unbelievers and there are believers. Everyone is in one of those two camps. In the book, the writer of Hebrews has spelled out the truth of Christ at great length. And now he makes the issue that of belief. Hebrews 11 is the premier chapter in the Bible on faith. The reason it is so significant is that it demonstrates that not only is faith essential, but that it must be the right kind of faith. It shows us what the right kind of faith looks like. In effect, the chapter illustrates the nature of a true saving faith in the various examples of saving faith put forward. There is a kind of faith that doesn't save. Even the demons believe, but they're not saved. James 2:19. Hebrews 11 illustrates the nature of a saving faith that pleases God, and that without this kind of faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Therefore, the importance of this chapter cannot be overstated. Hebrews 11:1 begins with a description of faith, and then the very first faith issue that the author addresses is that of creation. Hebrews 11:3. No one was there. No one saw it happen. We have to take God's word on this. That is faith. By faith, we understand the creation account. That is why the Bible starts abruptly at Genesis 1:1 with no prologue or long introduction. We are wired with a God consciousness. We are wired in such a way that even nature itself testifies to us of the reality of the Creator. Romans 1. The author goes on to say that without this kind of faith, it is impossible to please God. The very first thing one ever does to please God is to come to believe in Him as He has revealed Himself to be. And as noted at the beginning of Hebrews, in these last days, God has spoken to us by His Son. Revelation is progressive, and as God reveals truth, He then holds people accountable for it. Revelation was progressive, but the basic nature of saving faith is always the same in every dispensation. Hebrews 11 then gives many examples of the nature of true faith throughout the chapter. The words faith, believe, and trust are used interchangeably. In Hebrews 11:6, we see that without faith, it's impossible to please God. True faith is the first thing a person ever does to please God. Everything in terms of a saving relationship with God starts with faith. Faith is simply taking God at His word. Faith is always connected to God's word. As presented in Hebrews 11, as seen in the lives of the Old Testament saints, real faith involves such characteristics as, 1, faith takes God at His word even when it doesn't see the promise being fulfilled in the present. Faith rests on the bare word of God. 2, faith continues on and dies in faith even if the promises haven't yet been fulfilled. 3, faith believes that God will yet fulfill all His promises even if that involves them being fulfilled in the resurrection. 4, faith has an eternal perspective that looks beyond this life. 5, faith believes that the best is yet to be beyond this life. At the end of Hebrews 11, the writer comes full circle to what he started in verse 2. After introducing the topic of faith, he said in verse 2 that by faith the elders obtained a good testimony. Then after giving the many examples in the chapter, his conclusion is, all these, quote, all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, Hebrews 11:39. These all had a good testimony of faith that showed they are approved as people of faith. They had the real deal. A good testimony of faith is a valid testimony. In this, the Hall of Faith chapter, we constantly note throughout the active nature of true faith that is a good testimony. A living faith is active by nature. So faith is active. Verse 3, by faith we understand. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered. Verse 5, by faith Enoch pleased God. By faith Noah prepared an ark. Verse 7. Verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed. Verse 11, by faith Sarah judged him faithful. Verse 17, by faith Abraham offered up Isaac. Verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed. Verse 21, by faith Jacob worshipped. Verse 22, by faith Joseph gave instructions. Verse 23, by faith Moses was hidden. Verse 24, by faith Moses chose. Verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea. Verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho were encircled. Verse 31, by faith Rahab received the spies. Verses 32 through 38, by faith they lived in triumph or died faithful. Genuine faith demonstrates itself in the life. That is why James says faith without works is dead. A dead faith is not a saving faith. In the Gospel of John, the word believe is always a verb. A living faith is a lively and active by nature kind of faith. It is this kind of faith that is repeatedly demonstrated in Hebrews 11. Thus, saving faith here is not so much defined as it is described. And it is described as a life-changing, active faith that endures to the end. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.